From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. A story now about babies and what happens in their brains as they learn language. Michelle Trudeau reports on a new study in the scientific journal NeuroReport.
From birth, babies' brains are bathed in the sounds of language. But how do they get from hearing those sounds to speaking them? That's what neuroscientist Patricia Kuhl from the University of Washington is studying. What happens in the brain that prepares a baby to move from speech perception to speech production?
We want to know how it is that we train our muscles, our tongues and lips to do that very precise mother tongue kind of thing.
Now, the part of the brain responsible for speech perception is called Wernicke's area, named after a 19th century German neurologist. And the part in charge of speech production is Broca's area, after a French 19th century neurologist. Both are in the left hemisphere of the brain, about 3 inches apart, and both are essential for language development.
So one wants to know, how does the understanding area of the brain talk to the part of the brain that actually has to do the work in producing language?
To find out how and when these two language centers start communicating with each other, Kuhl went right to the source, babies, newborns, six-month-olds, and 12-month-olds. She used a new technology called MEG that tracks millisecond by millisecond the activity of brain cells. So each baby was placed in this device, which looks like an enormous hairdryer. You can see a picture of it on NPR's website. And then the researchers played different sounds to the babies. There were speech-like sounds, single syllables.
This is what the babies heard.
And non-speech sounds, tones, and harmonics.
In one respect, we're asking, does the brain know the difference between things that can be produced by a mouth and things that can't?
While the babies listened to these various sounds, the scientists watched brain activity. First, in the newborns, their speech recognition areas lit up, indicating their brains differentiated speech sounds and non-speech sounds right from birth. But
as a newborn, the areas of the brain that do the work of speech production do not light up to any of these signals.
But as babies got older, Broca's speech production area became increasingly involved.
And as you move towards 6 months and 12 months, Broca's area is definitely activated by these speech signals. The more speech-like it is, the more activated that area becomes.
And Kuhl reports by 12 months, brain activity is synchronized between the two language centers, but only when the babies hear the syllables.
It's as though they're both talking to each other by 12 months, as though Broca's area is saying, I know what that is. I know that this is a signal that my mouth and tongue and lips produce.
As most parents will tell you, babies are beginning to speak their first words around 1 year of age. Patricia Kuhl has now shown us why. By this age, millions of nerve cells in a baby's two language centers are successfully connected and communicating, first hearing the sound, then producing it, producing it, practicing over and over, closer and closer to the correct pronunciation. Neuroscientist Bill Greeno from the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign says this study is a technical tour de force, watching the action inside a baby's brain at the speed of thought, seeing nerves turned on only by the sounds of language.
The brain is going into its environment and selectively grabbing out sounds that have to do with speech and processing them in a completely different way from the way that other sounds are being processed.
So hearing lots of language, Greeno adds, from parents and others, supplies the two language centers of a baby's brain with lots of material to work with and to eventually perfect into spoken words. For NPR News, I'm Michelle Trudeau.
You can also find out what robots and chimpanzees are teaching researchers about the origins of language at npr.org.